Holy hell, it's Anxious and Angry, episode one.
The dollar dances on our asses!
Kill my dear friends from San Pedro, California, who have been so kind as to let me use that song for the intro to this ridiculous thing that I'm going to do. What's up? This is Ryan. This is my first episode of something that I'm trying to do, and I don't exactly know what I'm trying to do with this. All I know is I have a lot of friends, and they're interesting to talk to, especially if you get them to talk about things that aren't about their band necessarily. And in that realm, I decided to do something where we talk about mental stuff. Shit. Mental shit. Like anxiety, depression, things like that. Things that you wouldn't normally think of when you think of these happy-go-lucky musicians who live the best lives in the world. Ask them that. They won't tell you the same story. We're also going to talk comedy because I'm funny as fuck, and it's super obvious that I'm into comedy, and I know a lot of comedians too. And while I'm at it, I'm just gonna show y'all a bunch of cool music. Since by law you cannot play music unless you pay for it or have permission to. I'm obviously not going to pay for it because I can't do that, and I don't know how, and I don't have any real interest in trying to figure out how, so I'm just gonna play music that I have permission to, and it's mostly just to expose some friends' bands and bands that I like and whatnot. I want to do this thing because I'm not gonna be touring for a while, and we'll get into that at a later time as to why, but I want to keep in touch with everybody. I want to help people. I want people to write in, call in to the number, which if I was a professional radio personality podcaster, I would have that number in front of me, which I totally don't because I don't know what I'm doing and I'm dumb. So I do have a 1-800 number. I might as well use it. I'll plug that at the end of the show, I think, and we'll see how that goes. What else? But yeah, this will be a good way for people to call, write in, ask these crazy musicians, these people, these me's, what, their take is on all of your problems, your questions. Even if you want to ask them dumb questions about their stupid bands, that's fine too. We don't care. But yeah, like I said, I'm not going to be touring for a while. So I need something to do. And, I'm not going to be good at this. The sound quality is not going to be great. I don't know anything about audio engineering. I don't know. I know I've heard podcasts and radio shows that sound like garbage, and I expect this to be one of those for the first few episodes. So all I ask is that you stick with me for a little while. And I promise to some degree that it'll get better. So to set the stage of where I'm at, now that that's all out of the way and I've done my disclaimer, which means you can't write and say, this fucking thing sucks. Yeah, I know it sucks. I know everything I've ever done sucked. You don't need to, fucking let me know every second. I'm in Minneapolis. Just got done with the 2-month tour with Menzinger's I Am Heresy and The Slow Death at different legs of it. It was a good time. But this is the first time I've had to relax, chill out, kick it. So along the way on that tour, I got together with some of those people, not the Menzingers, because they kind of big time me. And they were like, I don't want to do your shitty show. You've never even done one. You're probably not going to do it, knowing you. And I was like, well, fuck you guys. Go make $6,000. But what I did was I talked to Nathan Gray first. Nathan Gray is the singer of Boy Sets Fire and I Am Heresy, who we brought on tour with us. I Am Heresy is some sort of devil vampire demon band that I really like a lot because I am a closet goth and I'm coming more out of the closet of the goth the older I get because I don't give a fuck. But before we talk to Nathan, I'm sure that interview is terrible. He was holding the mic real far away from his face, so it's almost like he's never done this before. And the dude's like seriously 57 years old. I don't know what the fuck his deal is. But so this is a song from I Am Heresy off their first record, which apparently no one will care if I play on here. And it, you know, I don't have to get the rights for it or anything. I'll stop talking about the, you know, bird law involved in this. But the song's called And Yet It Moves from I Am Heresy on Anxious and Angry.
Desperation! desperation. This is the city.
This is the city.
Most desperation. This is the city.
This is the city.
Most desperation. This is the city.
This is the city.
Most desperation.
All right, we're back. I'm here with my friend Nathan Gray.
That's me. Hi.
I have spent, several tours with you.
Yeah.
We've been to Europe with Boy Sets Fire, Australia with Boy Sets Fire, and we are currently on the last day of our tour with his newer band, I Am Heresy.
That is true.
And how has that been for you? has it been everything that you thought it would be?
All my hopes and dreams have been realized on this
Everything
tour.
That you have done since you've started bands
yes.
has finally been achieved.
It's finally culminated into this tour.
Nah, there's been good nights.
No, absolutely there's been good nights. I honestly just love playing. So I'm a little different than you. I just love playing, you know?
Well, I like playing too. I just don't like anything else.
Any other part of it.
Any other part of traveling around.
Yeah. Sure.
But it's been a mixed reaction. It's been pretty good.
Yeah.
As far as Off With Their Heads bringing a, I don't know how you would describe your band. I call it metal.
Right. I would mostly call it metal also, but apparently some kids on the internet say that's like calling Blink 182 punk. So whatever the fuck
that means. I don't
know,
they're pretty
means.
Punk.
Yeah. I mean, they talk about their wieners and shit. That's punk.
Yeah.
Right?
Just like you do.
Yeah.
All the time.
All the time. That's every Heresy song is about wieners.
So what is I Am Heresy all about?
And
by the way, I'm not going to talk about this too much because right. I super don't care and I already know.
Right.
I mean, I'm very selfish. But for people who have not heard I Am Heresy. I mean, they just did because we just played a song off your first record called And Yet It Moves.
Right. Well, I mean, it's just about doing... And yeah, I guess it's not as much metal as it is a mixture of shit, which metal plays into it. But I guess what we're more about is... with playing with Boy Sets Fire, and this is just... I'll try to keep it brief... is
thank you.
Yeah, no shit. You know, there's a lot of Boy Sets Fire songs and stuff. It's a lot of politics, a lot of talking about politics and screaming out about the system and blah blah and all that kind of shit. And with I Am Heresy, I just felt like I was sort of missing the point in a lot of ways because there's so many people who can actively get into saying, yeah, fuck the government, blah blah, all this shit, and like talk about politics. But how are we actually going to defeat tangible authority figures if we create made-up authority figures in our heads? And that's basically the main point of I Am Heresy, is striking out against religion in general. You know, I mean, I guess I don't give too much of a fuck if people just want to believe in whatever superstition they want to, as long as they leave everybody else the fuck alone. But that doesn't seem how it goes most of the time.
Not at all.
Yeah.
No.
So,
I remember, we were in Austria together and you were doing, what seemed like a 3-hour interview with a right. guy on a rooftop.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned something about that where
yeah.
if you need this to be a good person, mm-hmm. then you're not a good person.
No, you're like, just not a good person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that always struck a chord with me. And that's why I wanted to ask, because
right.
I know what I Am Heresy is all about.
Sure.
And that's cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's about also mocking and blaspheming shit that people find very important, which makes me a dick, but I don't care. Because honestly, if we were sitting in this fucking room and you were saying, dude, seriously, there is a purple unicorn in that corner and he's telling me to do shit, get your fucking head checked. I'm not going to be sweet about it. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? So,
exactly.
And I don't see any point to it. I'm trying to help people out. So fuck you.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I think people will once this new record comes out.
Yeah.
So we were in St. Louis.
Yes, we
and
were.
I don't want to talk about this too much because I don't like giving attention to these kinds
of
things.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I wanted
to say their name,
and we're not going
them.
To. But one thing that I didn't realize until this tour, maybe a couple of tours ago, is how much of that shit still exists.
Oh Jesus! Right.
I didn't think that we were in a place where,
it was cool to get up on stage and make racist jokes and make homophobic jokes. Like, I just kind of assumed that that wasn't a thing anymore, right?
Thought we'd all gotten together, the council had spoken, and okay, it's 2014.
Exactly.
Shut the fuck
up. And here's one thing. Like, I'm well known for talking shit against this band called Reviver. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
I've never heard of them.
They're very outspoken against things like that. But my whole thing was like, who are you talking about?
Right.
Like, I've never seen this before.
We figured it out.
So I wanted to, with Nathan Gray as my witness, officially apologize to Reviver because you guys are right. You were totally right.
Apparently,
and I was absolutely wrong, and you guys are doing a good thing, and I'm sorry. Because we witnessed some of the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And making fun of Laura Jane Grace on stage.
Oh,
like,
my
that
God.
Was
yeah.
That was when I'd had... had it just like that's a very important person to me, like fucking and then everybody goes, oh, they're just joking. It's like, what?
It's not a fucking funny joke. If they got up and told, you know, shit jokes all night, it wouldn't be funny, but at least it wouldn't have been as offensive.
Exactly.
I could have at least ignored it and thought, you know, I mean, you're talking, you're not just telling a joke, but you're actively speaking out against progress when you're speaking out against me or, you know, Larg. It just, to me, that is you actively making fun of progress.
Totally.
And actively making fun of music and art. And it's just, it's ridiculous. And people need to be called out on that shit. I don't have time for it. And I really don't appreciate that I had to sit through it.
Yeah.
You know? So when we got up, I obviously had to say something about
it. You're known to be an outspoken individual.
Yeah, I don't keep my mouth shut very often.
And we appreciate that. And a lot of people did, too. Only the idiots are the ones that are going to fire back on you.
Right, so absolutely.
Idiots are blowhards, and they make themselves known way more than people that appreciate
it. I found myself many times that night, people coming up to me and saying, oh, I'm so glad you said something, I'm so glad you did something. Those guys are, you know, friends of mine, they'd say through gritted teeth, you know, it's like, and I told every single one of them, it's like, you seem like a nice person. I bet you could find better friends.
Probably could.
You know, I could introduce you to some people. I'll be your friend. Fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, you can do better.
Yeah. It's a total bummer to see that. So again, Reviver, Erica, sorry about that. I mean that I'm dead serious. Right. I've never publicly apologized for that, and I totally mean it. You guys are doing a cool thing. Outside of that, a couple other rough spots on the tour, but...
Sure.
It's been okay. We're in Atlanta right now, about to play the final show at 529. It's going to be a crowded one. They allow smoking here still, because the Civil War just ended, apparently.
Right. That was... Probably
that's the last time I remember smoking.
Yeah. Back in the Civil War when we were fighting in the Civil War, right? It was almost as shocking as gay jokes when I walked in. I walked in and was like, whoa. It was like sort of walking into a museum or something and seeing like ancient shit, like seeing a dodo bird. Like, what the fuck is going on here? What I really look forward to is when you're on stage screaming your heart out
and the plume
and
comes in,
breathing really heavily, and it's awesome. I love it.
I know you love that. So that'll be a good, it'll be a good show tonight.
It's one of
for
my
that,
favorite
for that
things
sense.
When you're jumping around and screaming to have breathing smoke at the same time. It helps.
All right. So finally, one last thing. I Am Heresy is continuing on. You're going to Europe. The record comes out on Century Media.
That is true.
When?
On March 3rd.
March 3rd.
Really?
Which means it's
story.
Probably on Spotify already.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's out there already. Funny story. It was supposed to come out March 4th, but apparently Pharrell is putting out an album on the 3rd. So everything's coming out on the 3rd because apparently he's the second coming. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know.
I don't get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, wouldn't
that
you not want to do that?
Yeah. I don't. Do they all ship at the same time, no matter what?
I guess records all come from one place.
Do you know how this works?
Nobody buys records.
I have no idea how this works.
I assume.
Nobody
anymore.
Buys them anyway. It doesn't matter.
The only band that still sells records is the Menzingers.
Right. And good on them.
Yeah. And good for them. Yeah, that's right. All right. So I sent out the submission that I was going to talk to Nathan Gray. Mm-hmm. since this podcast is the first one, and thank you for being my test
no
subject
problem.
For it. The only people that wrote in are your bandmates.
Yep, because they hate me.
Yeah, they definitely hate you.
Yeah,
and that's about it.
Yeah, because no one else gives a shit.
And they had questions, that, and they're probably still writing them in.
Oh, I
as we
can
speak,
only imagine.
Because I told them that.
Right.
So I was going to bring up an email that I got a while ago that was not meant for this podcast, and I'm not
because
going to
questions
be...
for me are ludicrous, so
yeah. And I think everyone's scared to ask you questions,
right?
Am I the only one that gives you shit?
I'm pretty sure.
All right, well, fair enough.
You're the only one that gives me shit not on the internet.
Good for me.
Yeah, way to go, Ryan.
So I got an email from someone, and I won't say the name, and I'm gonna very very much so sum up this story, but this girl was asking me for help in the strangest way, and this gets a little serious, so prepare for that. She told me that she was going to grad school to finish up a doctorate, and then was viciously raped, and then has been seeing a psychologist, a psychiatrist, doing everything that she can to try and you know, feel better about it, mm-hmm. and do something about it. And she doesn't tell many people about it because that's a fairly common thing that happens to these women. And she told me that she was basically done with life and that she was going to kill herself and that I was the last one she was going to talk to. Now,
wow.
Yeah, this was real heavy, and I didn't really know what to do. So I sat and I thought about it for a second, and I wrote her back and I tried to just share an experience. You and I, as two men, mm-hmm. we don't know what that's like.
No,
never
no,
gonna know what that's
bit.
Like.
No,
I don't know what to say to her. I wrote her back. We had a little bit of a dialogue. I keep checking up on her, and now she stopped replying. So I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. What bit of wisdom can we give to anyone, not just her? And right. I'm just using her story very vaguely, mm-hmm. and I hope that she doesn't mind. Mm-hmm. For people that are in this situation, have nowhere to turn, have nowhere to go, where to the point where you're reaching out to someone in a band, I don't think that's that crazy. She approached it like it was a crazy thing. And right. to me, I was just like, I will do whatever. Here's
right,
my
right,
phone
right.
number. Like, I'll help you. And that's mm-hmm. why I'm doing this
right, right.
is for these serious questions. Mm-hmm. And like, I tried to get her to continue to see the psychologist, open up a little more to other people. Don't be ashamed of that. There's right. nothing shame. There's no reason to be ashamed of no. something like that. If anyone should be fucking ashamed, it's the rapist, right. obviously. And I don't even want to get into how I feel those people should
yeah.
be treated.
Yeah, yeah.
But when someone is at that point where she had said, I am going to end my life, you're the last one that I'm going to tell this to. Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to say to that? What should someone say to that?
Right.
You need to reach out to someone close to you mm-hmm. and tell them that. And I mean, I've gone through some pretty terrible shit recently too, but I can't, mm-hmm. and I told her I can't compare my problem to that.
Right. No, sure.
But here, that was the best I had, you know?
Right.
What bit of advice would you give to someone in that situation? I'm sorry, that's a huge bombshell
no, yeah,
to drop
absolutely,
on you.
It's a good question, because especially for people in bands, because you get hit with that shit a lot.
Yeah.
And I think there's a reason for it. I don't think it's trite, or it's something that why would they be sharing it with someone in a band? They share it with people in bands because the music speaks to them, and it's the only thing they have sometimes. And that's what I've noticed from people hitting me with some crazy, like, sorry, I don't mean to say crazy. I mean, like, just some
intense is what you're
stuff.
Trying,
yeah, exactly. With some intense stuff that just I'm not prepared for, because I'm not a psychologist. You know, I don't
yeah.
do these things. But as being a human, you know, usually the only thing you can do sometimes is listen and try to be for them what your music is.
Exactly.
You know, and show them that there's somebody that you care as much as your music seems to care about them.
Absolutely.
You know?
And you do, right?
Absolutely.
Like, if someone wrote you this,
oh,
you would probably do the same thing.
Absolutely.
That I do.
Absolutely.
Because, and the weird thing is in this day and age with the technology that we have, like, we can actually be there to mildly help.
Yeah.
And we
should be, even if we have the dumbest advice ever, it's not really about what you say, but that you're saying it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I believe that, you know, I don't know if that's true, but I believe it, you know, that, and it's worked out that it's not so much what I'm saying as much as that I care enough to say it and be there. You know, people that have gone through that kind of shit, they need somebody, you know what I mean? Someone that's going to listen, someone that's going to be there for them, and someone that's going to be safe.
Totally.
You know what I mean? That they don't have to worry about it being them being taken advantage of or being treated like shit because, or being blamed or anything like that.
One of the other things that she had said is she didn't want to burden her problems on her loved ones. And right. It's like, that's what they're for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like if they're not open to that, then I wouldn't consider that a loved one.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. But, you know, I just started seeing a psychologist myself, mm-hmm. and it's been very helpful to me, mm-hmm. but I can see maybe in that situation, them not, or this girl not thinking that they fully care,
right.
or they get it. Whereas like maybe a stranger like me or mm-hmm. you or someone would.
Right.
And that's a lot to put on me, but I'm totally willing to take it. And I think the thing that bummed me out was that I said, I will totally be your pen pal through all this. Like, write me as much as you want. And I never heard back from her.
Right.
So I guess if you're out there, what you did is awesome. It's a step towards getting better.
Right.
And I also said that now this is a part of you.
Yeah.
How much of it you make a part of you is how much you're willing to work. And it sucks that someone put that on you. Mm-hmm. It's not your fault. But there's people that care, even in a general sense.
Yeah.
People like us who do not enjoy the idea of people raping other people.
Right.
That's fucked. Mm. So.
Oh, and it's good that also with that you have a psychologist and all that, you know, I mean, psychologists have psychologists,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Pastors, people that have this shit thrown on them a lot, they have psychologists too. And it helps them to help other people.
Absolutely.
You know? I think most people should, you know, I've gone through counseling, different kind of things for all kinds of shit. And sometimes just because I get a lot of shit thrown on me, you know, to help people out with, and you need someone to sort of bounce things off of sometimes to then go and help other people.
That's really all it takes, is just keeping trying to bounce it off. And like I said, I am no doctor.
No, absolutely not.
Far from a doctor, to be honest with you. But that's the best advice that Nathan and I can give.
Yeah.
I hope that you're doing okay, and feel free to get in touch with either of us should you ever need to. And we'll leave it at that, I guess. Yeah. Sorry to drop the first episode bombshell. We're going to hear one song from the second record, EP,
the EP.
I Am Heresy. Mm-hmm. What song were we going to hear here?
I'd love to hear Hive Mind.
What is it?
Hive Mind.
High of Mind?
Hive.
Hive Mind, like a beehive?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hive Mind.
Like we play like every lots night of on stuff in there?
Yeah.
In the mind? What is
no,
it?
No, the Hive Mind.
I don't
is
know your song names. I don't even know my song names. Give me a break here.
The Hive Mind, if a colony of bees, they all have the same mind.
They all that's right.
Follow. So the hive mind is sort of like groupthink, and the whole idea of the song is.
I think I know where you're going here.
I won't say who it was, but a person that I know that actually helped me write these lyrics was somebody who went through addiction counseling with heroin, and when they got into it, they started realizing all the bullshit with the Jesus and the religion shit that got thrown on them.
That's real heavy in that rehab thing.
Yeah. And started realizing it was just trading one addiction for another, and basically saying that they weren't going to do that. They weren't going to allow this other addiction, this other crutch, to take the place of what they had before, and that they wanted to actually break free from all of that, from that hive mind, from that not being an individual anymore.
All right. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I will listen to the lyrics now.
Right on.
Can't understand you
because
you're just screaming and hollering.
You're just screaming and hollering.
All right. I Am Heresy. I Mind. Nathan, thank you for being my first guest ever.
It was totally awesome.
I bet. All right. You to go my friend.
refuse to be so weak. In living death a slavery, the choice was never clear.
There it is, Hive Mind by I Am Heresy. Thanks to Nathan Gray for talking to me in Atlanta. That was a good night. It was pretty chaotic. I remember that. Their record should be out now, I believe. Yes, it's way past March 3rd. So Century Media, check that shit out if you're into satanic vampire sort of shit like that. They're not vampires. I don't know why I say that. Probably just because it pisses them off. In our conversation, we were talking about the girl who had the serious problem and wrote me, and she hadn't written me back at that time. I'd like to say that she has. I need to get back to her. It's been a while, but hopefully things have progressed. Things get better. Remember that. It's always, it's a cliche, but it's always darkest before the dawn. And sometimes I need to tell myself that way too often. All right, email me with a story or advice for anyone. Email is anxiousandangry@gmail.com. Or feel free to call and leave a message so I can play them on the air. You know, the air. Jesus Christ. 1-800-565-3250. That's 1-800-565-3250. All right, next week we got Corpse Grinder. My dog from Cannibal Corpse, we talked when I was in Tampa, and he can definitely talk. So again, give me a few episodes to get this together, and I think I might have stumbled onto something cool. All right, Todd C., take me out. Later. And you can blame your girlfriend, and you can blame the government, or you can blame the system. It goes on. All music used with permission from the right people that have the permission to give.